So right now, we haven't had one of these dispatches before, but Al Zakari showed up on camera the other day. And, you know, as you know, not too long ago, there were some dispatches found from Al-Qaeda that resembled news programs. This was found on an internet site. And we actually have the latest Al-Qaeda news pirated that we picked it up out of, I believe it was out of Afghanistan.
From across the nation, around the world, and under a burqa, this is Al-Qaeda News with hosts Mohammed and Mahmoud.
Well, it's springtime, and we all know the first sign of spring.
Everyone dies!
I am Mohammed.
And I am Mahmoud.
This is Al-Qaeda News. Tonight's top... wait a minute. Which camera am I on? Camera 1, camera 2. Camera 1, camera 2.
Camera 2! Camera 2! Camera 2!
Tonight's top story. Iran is going to nuke Israel. U.S. is going to nuke Iran. People, why the hate?
Yes, yes. Nobody wins a nuclear war. Except us!
Remember, you cannot hug your children with nuclear arms. But you can clothe them in dynamite and send them into a crowded hospital.
Yes, that works fine. Just ask my nephew, Jalid. No, wait a minute, you can't. Oh boy, that was a closed casket funeral.
Oh yes. And now, a report from our travel reporter, Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, guys. Hey, need to get away from it all? Why not kill two birds with one stone?
Or many infidels.
Don't interrupt, Tina.
Oh, don't criticize me.
You're an idiot.
No, you're the idiot.
No, you're an idiot.
No, I beg to differ. No, you're an idiot.
If you're planning a vacation, why not take along a trailer from Iraq? The Iraqis have a set of weather balloon trailers that are comfortable for travelers. Yet, for some reason, they attract U.S. air attacks. Why not ride one to a country you've always wanted to see and destroy? Visit beautiful Saudi Arabia or historic Israel. This is Tina for Al-Qaeda News saying, happy traveling.
Oh, no, you can... wait. Thank you, Tina, for that report.
I praise Allah for the day we kidnapped her. All those other reporters we captured were so depressing.
Yes. Well, that's all from us. This is Al-Qaeda News signing out saying, that's the way it is.
But not for much longer.
That's a little bit of the Al-Qaeda news. It's very disturbing that that they choose to speak in English, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm just wondering what audience you're going after. It's just, it frightens me. You'd think they'd speak in their native language.
They hate our freedoms.
I'll say. Man. But I'm concerned about Tina.